does this forgiveness, does this process of forgiveness, Anne, does it always imply that you're going to go and talk to someone, or can the person just decide that they've forgiven here and they don't have to go out and talk? I think in 12-step processes, there's always the point where you go and actually you address the people that you've had some history with. Does this forgiveness thing actually imply going beyond this room with your forgiveness?
Actually, forgiveness and reconciliation are two separate concepts. And so I would say no. The reconciliation piece, if you want to work on that, as far as now what do I do to make amends or to myself or others, that is a separate idea than letting go of the negative and having a benevolent attitude towards a person. And that may unfold, but it isn't necessary. And particularly in a case where someone has been abused. People who test out with high forgiveness scores on some of these tests also test out to be more likely to return to an abuser when we've done some of these studies in places where women go for refuge when they've been abused. And that is a danger. So I think it's really important for people to distinguish between the idea that you can forgive someone and have a benevolent attitude toward them, still need to have a relative level of self-protection, so that sometimes it's not the best thing to physically or, you know, emotionally be in a situation where you've reconnected with the person. That would be a great ideal in many situations, but you have to look at each one individually.
I read one of the articles that you're co-author of, Anne, and it talked about the definition of forgiveness, and it also talked about some of the consequences of it, the correlates of forgiveness. One of the things I found interesting was there are a whole number of things that correlate strongly with high forgiveness scores, the ability to forgive. One of them, interestingly, was not belief in God. That is to say, whether a person says they believe in God or not wasn't correlated with how forgiven they were. But if they attended religious services regularly, participated highly in their religious community, they were more likely to have a high forgiveness score. Do you note that in the population that comes to visit you? Do you notice who's easy, who's not easy to help work on this forgiveness and then releasing of the anger and the other stresses?
You know, I know that study I really believe is true. And as I kind of review in my mind the people that I see, I do think that the ability to have, to put yourself in the situation where you're sort of constantly hearing a similar message, and I think that's because whether it's a mosque or whether it's a synagogue or any kind of Buddhist community, the message about being forgiving and the nobility and power of forgiveness you see spoken of in Hindu religion or certainly at the Catholic Church, I think if you're exposing yourself over and over to that and you're rubbing shoulders with people, let's face it, in churches, I mean, sometimes you wish that person was maybe going to a church like across the river or something. So you're working on projects together and somebody's kind of picky and someone's kind of bossy. You're having to learn to apply those things. Yeah, so I do think it's easier. It is easier for me when people are exposed to that ideal, even if they're having trouble doing it. They believe that they want to do it from hearing it enough times and being part of a community that believes in it. And then that desire and intent to want to do it makes it easier to work on the process that would get them there.